The Treasury Department today unveils a new $20 bill. It marks the first time since the 1905 series that U.S. currency will include a background color other than black and green. The department says the bill will be in circulation this fall. Thomas Ferguson is director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. He says only about one currency note out of 5,000 in circulation is counterfeit, and officials want to stay one step ahead of counterfeiters.
It's time to provide some new security, keeping the currency safer, smarter, more secure, staying ahead of those people out there who might possibly want to try and make their own.
Of course, the biggest change you're making is the color. How does changing the color protect bills from being counterfeited?
Well, adding color is something that we've studied for a long time and had determined prior to this that, you know, just adding color was not going to be a specific security feature. It, however, does provide opportunities for us to make the notes smarter. There are some additional security features that we can add by adding the color. Our focus groups indicate people like the new design and that they'll pay more attention to those security features which are embedded into the design.
You mentioned you had focus groups. How much went into deciding what color it would be? Did you bring in interior decorators? I mean, how did you decide on the color?
Well, most of the decisions we make are based on security. It's always adding layer upon layer, making the note more and more complex, kind of raising the barrier to people who try and duplicate it. But we have our own designers here who are extremely talented and skilled. They put together several different kind of design concepts. We worked those through and pretty much had it done when we went out to the focus groups to get feedback, not using them to design the note, but just to give us an indication where we, in fact, headed in the right direction.
You're only changing the $20 bill at this point. Is that right, or are you making changes in other bills as well?
Well, we're changing the 20. And then we will follow that in approximately 12 months with the 50 and then with the 100. Then we will make some decisions as to whether or not we're going to change the 10, the 5.
So I know that this is being done mainly for security reasons, but are you going to design those other bills so that they all look good together when you sort of fan them out at the store or wherever you're spending your money?
Well, there's a couple things to remember. One is that it will still be a very traditional American note. There are certain things that we're maintaining that are very consistent. The same people on the front, in this case Andrew Jackson, the White House on the back. The kind of the look, the feel, have that American sense of stability and strength. We're adding some subtle additional coloring that will serve to provide some assistance to people.
What becomes the term greenback?
It still will be a greenback, modified slightly, but still the same traditional green intaglio ink or engraved printing will be green. So it will still be a greenback.
Thomas Ferguson is director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing.